First off, I offer you a smile and a bit of gratitude for enduring my crackly voice as I continue to heal from one of these nasty spring colds. But life is always new. It always gives us something to notice. Textures and qualities. Something to be curious about, so perhaps you've taken that into meditation. What's there to notice in Steve's crackly voice? Nonetheless, here we are on Wednesday, the middle of the week, the work week anyway, and the theme is interludes, which calls to mind the space between things. And as Wednesday, in and of itself, is the space between Monday and Friday, I thought it would be a good day to really be with and explore and get curious about the space between breaths. It really is something to marvel at and experience, this lull, this space between the inhale and the exhale. It really is magical, as all spaces between things are. The space between what was and what will be is the present moment that is nothing but magic, because here we are in it, experiencing it, and it's all we have, this space between what was and what will be. But isn't that also the space between Act 1 and Act 2 of a play? And we know that the adventure that we chose to be a part of in the form of a musical or a play has offered us a rich experience, and now there's a break. We get to integrate that. And we know as we move back into Act 2 that more will unfold, perhaps resolve this beautiful arc of activity or time. It reaches an apex or its highest point, its zenith, its peak. And then it moves to its nadir or its bottommost point in the valley. So there's even a space between peaks and valleys. It's as if we've gathered the makings of the current situation, and it's reached its fullness, it's satiated, or we are satiated. And then there's a subtle detachment that happens, this magical reorientation, as up moves into down, or as fullness moves into release. And when we feel into it, when we really experience it, pay attention, there's this lovely integration that happens. The fullness releases and integrates. We become it. We are the result of it. And therein lies the sweetness. So let's treat this as a sweet exploration. Together we smile, noticing even the subtle peaks, perhaps at the edges of your mouth as a smile appears on your face, if you so choose. The beautiful valley, the bowl that the smile creates. Up motions and down motions. Breath comes in, Gently, breath moves out. And together we settle. Settle into presence. And I invite you to move from the experience of non-doing, of settling, into the experience of the breath, becoming interested, engaged, if you will. Taking a nice deep breath, allowing the rib cage to soften and open, to expand and receive the fullness of the breath, and gently allowing the rib cage to release and the exhale, and allowing every last bit of breath to move out into the room, but without force, just gently allowing. And in your own time and rhythm, repeating this process of experiencing and exploring the inhale and the exhale, paying attention to the softening and opening that happens both as you receive and as you release, and allowing the body to take in as much air as feels comfortable while intentionally creating space for that breath. Really allowing for the fullness of an inhale, very gently allowing, softening, and a smooth, gentle transition to the exhale as the body softens so as to release. Although we're not softening our posture or our uprightness or even our attentiveness, it's a softening of the musculature, of the ribs, of the lungs as they allow the breath to move out of the body and back into the room. Softening so as to allow all of the air to leave the lungs. And very gently allowing for a smooth transition to the next inhale. A spacious transition, spacious in time and effort. So just being with that activity, the body's activity of breathing, and your activity of being attentive. Being with several rounds of breath. The fullness of the inhale, the fullness of the exhale, and gentle transitions or interludes in between. I invite you to become aware of the moment when the lungs are full, when there's a satiety, when the body has all that it needs in terms of air. Somewhere in the body's intelligence, it knows. The body knows when the lungs have received enough. See if you can be with that moment over several breaths, not forcing at all the lungs to receive more than they need, but just noticing the wisdom of the body. You can notice the momentum, the natural momentum of air as it moves in. And then a gradual halt and a moment of stillness. It's actually a moment of ripeness. As the body receives, as this oxygen moves into the bloodstream, nourishing all of the cells. No need to intentionally pause, just allowing the body to have its natural rhythm of breaths coming and going. But becoming aware when it reaches that moment of fullness on the inhale. Body says, yes, that's enough. And I invite you to very gently extend the interlude for just a few moments longer than the body might naturally pause between the inhale and the exhale. We're not holding the breath, just keeping a flow, a transition, a gentle interlude. It's almost as if there's a curved edge between the inhale, the interlude, and then the beginnings of the exhale. And you can do that on the opposite end from the exhale, a gentle, smooth, curved interlude. And perhaps allowing yourself to linger with that interlude. And then a gentle curve into the inhale. Just playing with that for several breaths. Allowing yourself to be with that space between the breaths on either side. Between inhale and exhale. And exhale and inhale. Being with the magic that resides there quite naturally. The magic of the space in between. Meditation is an experience. It is not a thought process. So as we begin to experience the subtleties, the richness of things like satiety, of the wisdom of the body, as we fully experience qualities like softening and opening, releasing, receiving, these are the moments, these are the experiences of awareness becoming alive, of living awareness. And this is when we find ourselves in this beautiful, endless, infinite space of now, where everything is new, where possibilities come to fruition. Together, we take a few breaths to bring this sitting to a completion. Gently, we breathe light into the mind. And noticing that interlude. As clarity, as the light of mind is realized. And we then breathe light, or lightness of being, if you will, spaciousness into our feeling nature. And we move to the physical body, breathing light, prana, the energy of breath itself, into the physical body. And we breathe light into the fullness of our being, into our sense of self, realizing ourselves to be light, breathing with and in the world. Thanks for your time in meditation. And indeed, the world thanks you. Be with you again soon.